I'm sure you have much more experience with patients with metastatic disease, but what's been your experience with people with prior autoimmune disease like Crohn's disease, rheumatoid arthritis, psoriasis? There are times, I think, when these patients end up getting treated because there's really no other option. What's your experience been?
My experience is not so bad. In fact, it happened quite a lot. So it depends of the disease. If you have somebody who had, for example, a Guillain-Barré syndrome, I would not. Even, you know, I would be too afraid. But a patient, it really happened to me. For example, inflammatory bowel disease. This is not so rare in the population. What we do, we work closely with a colleague who is specialist in this disease. And we do a colonoscopy to see how active is the disease at the time we might give the treatment. And then, if it's okay, we give the treatment. And I can tell you that I cannot really tell exactly how many patients I treated like that, but I think that in the majority of the cases, it was okay. It did not come back. And also, you talked about arthritis. We have some patients with polyarthrite rheumatoid, and we had some patients that we treated, and I would say that maybe half of them increased their symptom, and sometimes we could give a treatment, like symptomatic treatment. But it is true, you're right, when you are in the metastatic setting, we don't really have the choice, you know. It's a little bit different for the adjuvant setting.
So what happened to this woman, and what's her current situation?
She's doing very well. I mean, this young patient who received anti-BRAF, anti-MEK, she's doing well. She has almost no adverse events, and she's a little bit tired. She can have some fatigue, but she's really doing well.
So she's getting dabrafenib, trametinib?
She will finish the first year very soon, and we're going to stop, and we're going to really follow up closely, yes.